نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الحمد لله, we have finished already one third of the Quran. Amongst the ayah that was read between today and a few days back was وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَصَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنكُمْ إِنِّي أَرَىٰ مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ وَاللَّهُ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This ayah is talking about sometimes when we do certain actions, it looks very beautiful when we are doing it, even though the act that we are doing is wrongful in nature. And we come forth with various fancy analysis and fancy reasoning as to why we are doing this given act. But in reality, this act is against Allah and Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The scholars give a beautiful example. Sometimes a person is performing salah. Like a person makes Allahu Akbar, and let's just say he starts singing an Elvis Presley song. You tell that brother it's wrong, he'll accept it. Because he knows it doesn't make sense to say Elvis Presley. But sometimes a guy will make Allahu Akbar and say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Now if you tell that brother, brother, what you are reading is wrong, Shaitan will tell him, you are saying the name of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. You know, he was the ashraful makhluqat, the best of creation. You are taking his name. This imam was telling you, you can't do it. He doesn't know what he's talking. Now, of course, on the surface, whose name are you taking? The name of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is there any better human name you can take? Obviously not. So this is how Shaitan plays games. Sometimes he makes you do certain things because it is linked to religion in some way. He will fool you and make you think that it's a right thing. So what the Quran is saying, وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَعَمَالَهُمْ, that Shaytan beautifies some of the actions, some of our actions, even though that given action is wrong. Thereafter, once we are in trouble, when things are going against us, this is what he says, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكَ, now I am free from you. Why? Because Shaytan understands the punishment of the qabr. He understands the reality of Jahannam. He understands the pain and anguish that will take place, not only for himself and every evildoer as well. That's why he says, "Inni bari'un minkum, inni ara ma la taroon." I am seeing what you cannot see. I know what is going to happen to you, and also I know what's going to happen to me as well. Inni akhaf Allah. Now all of a sudden he says, "Now I fear Allah." So the point here is, Shaitan sometimes beautifies our deeds, and therefore we have to ask ourselves always a given question: whenever anything is taking place, how much linked to Sharia it is, and what is appropriate, and what does my Allah and Nabi Akram sallallahu demand for me to do at this given point in time. And once you do that, then much of your deeds, actions become much more easier to be carried out. Also, amongst the ayah that was recited today, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. As far as a believer is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has basically purchased their emotions, purchased their life, and has taken their entire entity over. In exchange of what? It says, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. In exchange of them being given paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told the believer, I will give you paradise. And a believer has stated, because a believer by default will never ever negate this, a believer will say, fine, in exchange of getting Jannah, I will do something. For example, in exchange of X amount of dollars, I will buy a given computer. Or in X amount of dollars, I will buy a given resource, whatever it may be. Likewise, a believer has basically stated the following: in exchange of paradise, I am going to do everything for the sake of Allah, whether it's my wife, whether it's my family, whether it's my livelihood, whatever it is, it's going to be in the manner in which Allah demands for me to carry it out. And this is the way a believer has bartered him or herself in exchange of attaining that paradise. So basically, paradise is something that is purchased through good deeds. That is why the hadith clearly states very beautifully that some people will make mourning, or alternatively, sometimes we get up in the morning and either we purchase good or we purchase destruction. And this is what also the ayah is alluding to. So therefore, knowing that Allah has
has bought us off, or our entire entity belongs to Allah, there is a certain responsibility we present towards others and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Those that realize this, وَذَٰلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ يَهَا كَامِيَبْ لَوْ. These are the individuals that are entirely successful in their very existence. Assuming they made mistakes, assuming they did not realize the reality of this, then the Quran says it very beautifully, أَتَّائِبُونَ الْعَابِدُونَ الْحَامِدُونَ السَّائِحُونَ الرَّاكِعُونَ السَّاجِدُونَ الْآمِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّاهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. That they will make tawbah, that they will become genuine servants of Allah. They would learn the attitude of Hamid, in other words, learn the attitude of becoming an individual that praises Allah in the manner in which Allah needs to be praised. In fact, praising Allah does not do Allah a favor, it does us a favor, and it brings in the realization that we also understand who Allah is and who true praise is for. As-sa'ihun, alhamdulillah, Allah has made us those individuals that fast. But fasting, according to the tafsir that I've read, depending on the scholars, one is the aspect of Ramadan, the other is those individuals out of the month of Ramadan that fast Monday and Thursday, those individuals out of the month of Ramadan that fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th. Also, there was a researcher that produced a paper not too long time ago, individuals that fast regularly, he didn't say Islam or non-Islam, individuals that fast regularly, or those individuals that fast a certain amount of fast a year, I don't know if it was 30 or something, he came up with a number, it was in the Salt Lake Tribune if I'm not mistaken, but one of the Salt Lake papers had it, and the argument there was an individual that takes to fasting, they not only have better health, but they have they also have less complexities as related to negative or adverse health issues. So the Quran is saying it very beautifully, take towards fasting, not only in the month of Ramadan, but inshallah out of the month of Ramadan, as presented through the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ar-raki'un, they are not afraid to make ruku. Again, ruku, they don't do it just to people or to impress people, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as-sajidun, they realize that sajda is the most, is the highest point of salah. Sajda looks like the lowest point, but in reality it is at that point we get in closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, you have to say it with this sincerity, that Allah is the one that is worthy of every form of praise, and I'm going to make that my entire reality as well. Thereafter the Quran says also, what does a person who's a true believer, a true individual that has asked for forgiveness do? One of the things they do is Al-Amiruna bil-Ma'ruf, they always command people to do good regardless of the situation. If they are students, they command one another not to steal or not to cheat on exams, or if they are attorneys, then they'll try to do things within the law and not in a manner that will violate the law, or for that matter create injustice and milk the client. If they are doctors, they understand their ethics. If they are in computers, they understand their boundaries. And in other words, whatever field they are part of, they understand what Allah demands for them at that given point in time. وَالنَّاهُونَ عَلِي مُنْكَرٍ, and also they are preventing themselves and others from all types of evil. وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, whatever the boundaries of Allah is, whether it's in family relations, parent and child relations, they understand what is expected. This is the definition of taqwa. Taqwa doesn't mean having what you call this, a bigger turban on your head necessarily, or wearing a certain type of outfit at all times. What taqwa means, doing the right thing at all times. That means, yes, when the environment may call for a turban, or the climate may call for that, or the climate may call for a certain type of dress, they will do it, but then always remember one thing, وَالْحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, what does Allah expect from me at that point in time? Likewise, this may be also extended to the carrying of walking stick, or wearing certain type of clothing, or wearing certain type of shoes, etc., etc. You have to always look at what Allah demands. It says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and for such an individual, there'll be glad tidings, inshallah, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, O you who believe in Allah and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's one of the definitions of amanu, amongst the many added definitions to that. Ittaqullah, fear Allah. How? Haqqa tuqati, in the manner in which Allah demands for you to fear Him, and follow Him in the manner that He has requested for you to do. And also what? Wakunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with truthful people honest people and people of integrity. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم had a certain desire. The word haris generally means greedy. But you will not say a prophet is greedy. What we say is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and all prophets were eager to do good. And their eagerness was always to inspire and motivate people to go towards good deeds at all times. In fact, they hated even for disbelievers to go towards hellfire until Allah said it to them that now the matter is not in your control. That is why in the case of Nuh alayhi salam, we learn something very beautiful today also towards the end when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, your family is really those individuals that believe like you. Whether it's your son, whether it's your daughter, whoever it is, if they walk away from you, then in reality they are not your family. That means true definition of family for us is that individual that follows what you are following. They are obedient to that which is good. They don't demean Allah and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they do not pick on people that are living a life of responsibility. So if you meet people that are not fulfilling this criteria, then you have to evaluate your friendship network, you have to evaluate your friends, you have to evaluate your relationship, so that way they will be with you in this world and also they will be with you inshallah in the hereafter to come as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in understanding the definition of trueness, of brotherhood, of sisterhood, of family, and doing all that which is good at all times. وَأَخْرَ دَعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ